This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. By now, you've heard the buzz, or lack thereof, about bees. Huge numbers of them are dying. No one's quite certain why. This is both wild bees and the domesticated kind that many farmers count on to pollinate their crops. But no such problem on the campus of the University of Houston, where they've just discovered more than 100,000 bees living behind the bricks in a wall of the engineering building.
Yesterday, the school's director of grounds and custodial services, Alex Alexander, was on site overseeing the removal of the hive without killing any bees. The trick, he explained to us, is to find the queen bee behind the brick wall.
We were able to locate the source of the hive by temperature readings through the wall. Once we established about where the nest was, which is about 40 feet off the ground, he drilled holes through the brick and was able to insert a camera. Then we just started slowly removing the outside brick wall, brick by brick, and started removing the hive by hand.
How much do you think this is costing the University of Houston, as opposed to something like, say, a gas bomb? And I don't even want to think about the emails we're going to get for suggesting that, but really, these are the kinds of things you have to think about, aren't they?
It was never a consideration that we would kill the bees using some kind of pesticide. We still would have the organic matter, the honey, the carcasses of the bees, inside that building. So we haven't added a significant amount of cost. Is it costing us a little bit more? Yes.
I've read that the honey was actually oozing through the wall. What does honey look like coming through the wall? How do you know it's honey?
Well, it looked like pancake syrup leaking out of a hole in the base of the wall.
What are you going to do with these bees? Where are they going to go?
Well, we've so far successfully captured the queen and the brood and a lot of the honey. We're going to relocate them on campus. We have some secluded wooded areas that'll be a perfect place for the bees to be. You know, we look at this not as a pest control issue as much as these bees live here on campus. They were just in the wrong place, and we're going to put them in the place that they need to be, because without these bees, we wouldn't have the flowers, we wouldn't have the plants and the trees that the students and the faculty and the rest of the community enjoy so much.
So you're in this process today, this afternoon, as we're speaking. Are you going to be done by the time our program goes on the air tomorrow?
We will be done with the removal and the relocation, yes.
Well, Alex Alexander, good luck. I don't suppose you're going to put out a University of Houston honey or...
Absolutely. We're thinking
you
we're
are.
Going to put it. We're going to put them in little jars as a kind of a little novelty with the U of H logo on there and the text, University of Houston, the only place to be. Oh, I thought it was a good idea. We've got some folks that are getting a chuckle out of that.
You're going to have it in the campus bookstore?
Well, our bee expert is telling us we've got probably about 5 gallons worth of honey, so we're not quite sure what we're going to do with it, but it's U of H honey. We're going to keep it here on campus. And I'm sure we'll do something clever with it.
Alex Alexander, Director of Custodial Services at the University of Houston. Alex, thank you.
Thank you.